What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Something More Comfortable, The Black Velvet Experience. I am your host, the Bowtie Bully himself, Black Velvet. Now, first and foremost, my apologies. I know that it's been a minute. I've taken a long hiatus. But when you're raising a child, listen, sometimes things like recording podcasts just don't, make it to the top of the list of priorities. But I realize this is something that I enjoy and definitely something that I want to continue to do, even if for no other reason than just to share my thoughts, my ideas, and put them out there in the world, and just to give people an avenue to maybe ask some questions, or me to pose some questions that maybe that people have never even thought to ask. So first and foremost, this is a Thursday. My week has been extremely hectic. There are a lot of people out. There's two people at my job that are on vacation, one guy out with COVID. Man, there's just so much been going on this week. But if you're hearing this or you're watching this, it is a Saturday, and you, I pray, have made it through the week the same as me, and you are enjoying yourself. With that, I toast you. I don't know what y'all sipping on. I know I've took a shower, I shaved my beard, shaved my head. I'm feeling fresh. I'm smelling fresh. I'm sipping on, what is this? Is Lost. So this is a bourbon. Something I found just going into the ABC store here in Virginia, and I was like, oh man, let me just check this out and try this. And it is extremely smooth. And I want to preface this: I am a whiskey, bourbon, and scotch drinker. So for those people that don't necessarily drink that regularly, it may be a little bit harsher for you than for me, but this is definitely one of the smoother ones that I've ever had. Mind you, I do have another one in the bottle right here with the caner that is actually smoother than this, but I just wanted to try the Lost, so I'm gonna take me a sip, and then we're gonna get into it. So it's been a minute. What I want to talk about today, the topic for today, and getting right into it, is who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Now, that question, it has a lot of different connotations to it, right? One of those connotations could be if you're listening to something, whether or not I can hear it or I cannot hear it. If I can hear it, it may just be like, oh man, what you listening to? Like, who are you listening to? Who is that? Because I want to, get it on my phone. You know how we do. Oh man, I'm going to go to Apple, go to Spotify or whatever, and I'm going to get that music. Or maybe just seeing you vibing. You got your headphones on. I can't even hear what you're listening to, but because you are such a vibe, you are in such a groove, the way you move in the whatever, or the look on your face, it makes me want to know, who are you listening to? Right? So you have that. Then you have maybe somebody's been lying on you. Maybe somebody's, and so you're asking yourself, or asking that person, who you out here listening to? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, why would you be listening to that? This fool, you know what I'm saying? This person over here, speaking disparagingly on my name. Why would you be listening to them? What are they telling you? Then it's also, it could be, oh man, like, where did you get that information from? Like, who you been listening to? Like, where did you get this new information that could, I've known you for a while and you didn't have that information before. So who are you listening to? Right? Now, Why did I choose that? I chose that because my wife, this morning, early in the morning, like 5:30, I don't even know why she was awake. But she texted me as I was on my way to work, and she sent me a video of, I believe the gentleman's name is Andre O'Neill. Please don't. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna put his name and his link or whatever at the bottom. So I'm pretty sure it's Andre O'Neill, and he is having a conversation with Tony Gaskins Jr. Right now, what they're talking about in the title of it is definitely, I don't want to call it clickbaitish, but it's definitely one of those titles that makes you want to click on it. And obviously, because clickbait is when you're it's a misleading title. The title is basically said that women were live miserable lives, and it was more in the sense of, like, as far as talking about relationships, this is what this conversation was about. And so I'm listening to this, and because my wife sent it to me, and like I said, she said it was interesting. And so I was like, okay. And then we kind of had a little, you know, back and forth before I got to work about, you know, just the topic and the thoughts and this whole man, woman thing, like relationships and the back and forth and the, our issues that we have, not me and her necessarily, but just in general, like we're talking in general, men versus women. And honestly, I feel like we are inundated with so much men versus women, as opposed to men and women. Because when you take the verses out of there and you just have the and women, we can start to realize that we kind of a lot of times have a lot of the same issues. They may manifest themselves in different ways, but a lot of us, we have the same issues, trust issues, trauma from the past, things like that. And that's what me and my wife were talking about. And so after I stopped talking with her, I started listening to the, you know, because no texting and driving. But I started to listen to it on my way to work. And I'm listening to the things that these gentlemen are talking about. Specifically, the majority of the conversation was dominated by Tony Gaskins Jr. Now, mind you, this gentleman is a married man, and he has been married for quite a while. I want to say 15 years. And I commend that. I applaud that. Marriage is not easy. It is not just something. It's not for the faint of heart. It is definitely not for those that are not truly committed and willing to put in the work. It is one of those things that requires work every single day. And you're never perfect, and it's never perfect, but you can always be improving. So what he was saying, and he was the one that made the statement that, you know, women's lives are miserable. And it was talking about all the things that women have to deal with. And I started thinking to myself, and you have to realize is that my wife sent me this. And so I'm sitting here and I'm listening to it, and I'm picking, you know, okay. Like it's not that I don't agree with most of what the gentleman had to say, but I feel like there was some moments and some spots in it where I was thinking, I was wondering, like, why my wife sent me this, because I was like, this don't even apply to us. Because and the reality is that, as I stated, we are inundated with relationship. There's so many people who have podcasts, who have, you know, TV shows. We got the Kevin Samuels, rest in peace. We had Dexter Jackson at one point, right? And we'll get back to him in a second. But then you got Tony Gaskins Jr. You have Kendra G, I think. Again, don't You know what I'm saying? I'm not researching. This is literally off the top of my head. This is on the fly. So maybe in the future I'll do more research and actually know these people's names. But y'all know who I'm talking about. And it's like you have all these people. You have Andrew Tate. He seems to be the man of the hour right now. He is saying some things that are truthful, but the majority of the things that he is saying are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Toxic, flat out. They're toxic. I know that's the buzzword as well for our time is toxic, but a lot of what he says is toxic. He does have some truth. There is some truth to some of the things that he says, but a lot of it's toxic. And the main thing that Tony Gaskins Jr. was stating was that a lot of these people are single, right? And so it's like, why, if you're trying to be in a relationship or you are in a relationship, why would you be listening to people who are not in relationships, right? Because what do you have for me? What can you talk to me about if you single and I'm not? How can you help me? Now, obviously, yes, you can get advice from anywhere. But that's the question. Who are you listening to? And so you have all these different people saying all this stuff. And I've had to stop myself and think to myself, like, this does not apply to me. Why am I listening to him? Why am I listening to her? This stuff does not apply to me. I am not a single man. I have not been single in quite a while. It's, I think 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, I've been married for one, but I've been with her for 3 years. Yeah, so it's like, really, and I've known her, I think, 4 or 5, man, time be moving. Just know time be moving. But it's funny because it's like I'm married. I'm not a single guy. And a lot of what Andre O'Neill and Tony Gaskins was talking about was single life, was single situations. And like I said, he had a lot of good points in the fact that, listen, if you intend on getting married and being in a healthy relationship and preparing yourself, because men need to prepare themselves just as much as women. Matter of fact, probably more, because we have to catch up, because a lot of times women have been, society as a whole has kind of pushed it to where women focus their movies are about relationships, their books are about relationships, TV shows got relationships, and there's relationships just, you know, left and right, whereas men, our only main focus that we are pushed to focus on, to think about, is how much money I got, how much money I don't got, and how do I get more. And so, like I said, really, really dope discussion, really, really dope. But like I said, it made me start thinking, how does this video, because like he was saying, he was using statistics, and it's like, we're not these statistics, me and my wife. And so I was wondering, it's like, and again, I was wondering, like, okay, you know, maybe, you know, it's just her watching, but it's like at 5:30 in the morning, like, why were you even watching this that you needed to send it to me? But I started thinking, is like, how does this apply to us? It was saying like the average black man makes $42,000 a year and they're a 9-to-5er. Right. And it was talking about the fact, again, like he was saying about, you know, men who make, you know, a lot of money, make six figures, generally don't have the time. And all they think about is making money. They don't know how to be emotionally available. They don't know how to be, to show their emotions, to be vulnerable, all those things. And I'm thinking to myself, again, where does this apply to us? It's like, I'm not the average man. He was talking about black men, but the average man, period, I know doesn't make six figures. I am blessed. I am infinitely blessed that I make over six figures. And I work a regular 9-to-5 job. And I realize, like, I could make more money. But then I also think, how much do I lose? How much time do I lose with my family to make more money? Right? Because then I lose the thing that is most valuable to me. And that's the time with my daughter. That's the time with my wife. That is me being helpful to my wife. And this is why I was saying, like, why is this video? Why did she send this to me? Because it's like, wait a minute. We financially, we're not those people, right? I don't focus so hard on my money that I'm not here, and I'm not focused on being here and getting here as quickly as I can. First of all, I live in the DMV. Traffic is trash here. Sometimes it takes me like an hour, hour 15, hour 20, you know, to get home. But I am focused on getting out of the office as quickly as possible. I ain't giving you no more than 8. Every now and again, I might give you more than 8 because, you know, but I've already talked to my wife before I even, you know, really got into the job and let her know, like, hey, on these days, like once a month, I might have to be here till like 5. But other than that, I ain't going to be giving y'all a second longer than 8. Once I hit that 8, I'm hitting the door. I'm getting on the road because I want to be with my family. Right. And so, again, I'm thinking to myself, like, why does she send me this video? Right. And again, it could just be to, you know, she just was up. And she was watching it. And then she was like, oh, man, this is interesting. Maybe I share with my husband, see what he thinks, that yada, yada, yada. But then, I was like, and that's what made me think to make this episode. It was to say to myself, who are you listening to? Because we spend so much time and so much energy listening to a bunch of other people, right? But then I started asking myself, how much do we listen to the people that we're actually involved with, the relationships that we are actually in? I find that a lot of times people are quicker to listen to some podcast or some, you know, some person that is like popular and famous, and we listen to them and we hear what they have to say. And then we bring that to our significant other, and we want to have a discussion about that. But the conversations that really need to happen, the conversations that have happened, how often are we actually listening to the person that we need to be listening to? Like, perfect example, financial stuff. Hey, we should sit down and have a financial conversation. Ask yourself, do you duck those conversations? Do you find some way to skate out of it? You know what I'm saying? Do you change the subject? It's like, and then again, the conversations that you have had, did you really listen to what the person was saying? Did you really hear them, or were you just waiting to respond? You just had a, well, what about? And I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm a guilty of that too. I'm guilty of the, well, what about what you did? But da, 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 da. But it's like, I'm learning to wait a minute. My wife is talking to me. My wife is telling me something that she needs. She's telling me what she needs to feel wanted, to feel respected, to feel heard. Am I listening to her? Am I hearing what she has to say? Vice versa, when your husband is talking, when a man is talking, the man in your life is talking to you. Are you listening? Are you hearing him? Are you allowing him the space to be vulnerable with you? To know that you will not weaponize his emotions or his concerns or his fears or something that he told you about from the past. Are we giving the people in our lives our ear? And are we actually hearing them, what they have to say, and trying our best to apply it? Like, really, really think about that. Are you listening, or are you just ready to, oh, well, no, you know, because, but listen, I am, like I said, I'm guilty of it. I work on it because, like I said, I love my wife. I love my family. I realize how much I sacrifice, but I also understand and try to understand even more how much my wife sacrifices. COVID was not easy. I'm not telling y'all nothing y'all don't already know. I'm just telling you that specifically for our situation, not for some, you know, some nameless, faceless man or woman and all the men and women in the world. No. In my relationship, COVID was hard. COVID was difficult. I lived an hour, I lived an hour as far as time zones, but I lived about a 12, 13 hour drive from where my daughter and my future wife were at the time. Like, I was married and still was living in St. Louis for like maybe 3-4 months after we got married. But it was hard. It was difficult. I wasn't able to be at all of her appointments. And even when I did get to go to them, I didn't get to go to them. I got to just sit out in the car and wait for her. So wherever she was going to, oh no, you can't join her. When she had my daughter, I don't even want to really get into that story. Matter of fact, we already did an episode about that. That was hard. It was painful. It was tough. And then the time that she's raising my daughter and I'm not there. So I'm there for like a week and then I got to leave again. And then I'm there again next month. And then I'm there next month and the month after that. But it's only for like a weekend or a week. And I'm using all my PTO just to make sure that I'm there. And I don't say that to get an applause. I say that because I wanted to be there and I knew that I needed to be there. But it's realizing like it was tough. She sacrificed a lot. She sacrifices a lot now. You know what I mean? Like, I am the breadwinner. You know, again, not one of those bragging things. I am the breadwinner. I make the majority of the money. I pay pretty much all of this. All of this, I pay for it. But I don't ever want her to think like I don't see and hear what she goes through, because she still works a full-time job. She's remote, but she still works a full-time job and she still deals with my daughter, which is a full-time job all day long. And so I do my best when I come home to make sure, hey, to corral this little girl and keep her up off of her for at least a little bit, at least give her some kind of respite from the day, so she just not dealing with this this her initials are OG. That's her first name is two names, Olivia Grace. But yeah, OG for real. The way she acts, the way she behaves is some of the most hilarious things I've ever seen, but I digress because I could talk about my family all day. I miss them painfully, like right now, because but they should be back, like I said, in a few days. And, you know, and then I'm gonna love and kiss all on them. But either way. But again, the point is, how much are we listening to the people who are actually in our lives? Because understand, the Andrew Tates, they don't really care about you. They are rich. He has said numerous times that he is rich. And he has gotten even more rich and famous. Yeah, they have banned him from all social media, but he's still rich. He's still got money. And a lot of what his popularity has been him spewing a bunch of nonsense mixed and mingled with a little bit of truth, and people ate it up. Tony Gaskins, as much as he may be helping people, it's remembering he still gets paid to do that. These people still get paid. Remember, I was talking about Derek Jackson. I know we canceled him and he kind of just faded into the darkness and never to be seen again, right? But remember, there was a time when he was heralded and he catered to women. He catered to what women wanted to hear. Most of what he talked about, there wasn't a ton of accountability to be spoken of. There wasn't a ton of understanding the other side. It was just, I need to cater to the people who will continue to fill my pockets by buying my books, by, you know, attending my events. Remember that these people make money. They monetize this. There are people who specifically use this facade to make money. Now, again, there may be some people who really want to help. I honestly, again, that's why I made this. Because as I was talking with my wife and we were going back and forth and da da da, and then I started thinking to myself, why do we constantly do this? Well, men got these problems and women have these problems. And so then I asked her a simple question. I was like, you know, because we were talking about what men and the men make excuses and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, women make excuses. But then I started thinking to myself, what would you say? I asked her flat out. I said, what would you say were issues of women? And she told me what they were, right? And I was like, right. Men and women have the exact same issues. Like I said, trust issues, past trauma, a lot of things that we don't speak of. Parents that didn't protect, that didn't nurture, that didn't, you know, that weren't really concerned with your emotions, that weren't really concerned with how you felt. And it, I don't blame them. It, you know, some people, a lot of people are just doing the best that they can, right? We're able to do better because we're older. We're older. Me and my wife, we're older. We have experienced a lot more, and we are able to now process our emotions and our feelings. And even the times when our daughter irritates us, we're able to process it better because we're older. But we still don't do the best. We're still not perfect, but we're way better than we would have been at 21, at you know, which a lot of our parents had us, you know, early 20s, if not late teens. So, you know, so I get that. But it's realizing that we're all going through the same issues. And so that's another thing. if we spent less time just pointing fingers back and forth at each other and actually listening to one another, we might actually be able to heal each other, especially in the Black community. We might actually be able to heal one another if we were able to just listen to one another, really listen and absorb and learn, understand me. Don't try to overtalk me on both sides. Don't overtalk the woman. Don't overtalk the man. Hey, these are my issues. Like my wife, she comes to me and I'm trying my best. I'm doing better. Because again, I wasn't raised by a dad or any man in my life that was helping me understand my emotions and processing them and learning to listen. But I'm learning to listen to her. When she starts to talk, even if it causes me pain, even if it's like, ugh, swallow that and keep listening. Okay, I get it, baby. I understand. Because if I love her like I say I do, if you love them like you say you do, you would never listen more to somebody outside your relationship than you do to the person inside of it. You would not, if you put as much energy and effort into listening to your significant other as you do to filling the pockets of these people's YouTube pages. Because again, this ain't monetized for me. I'm just talking. Do I expect that this is going to be how I'm going to get rich? No. Not at all. But at the end of the day, even if I got rich off of this, I still would say the same thing to you. You should never be listening to me more than you are listening to the person that you call your significant other. If you really want them, if you truly want, and that's the other thing. If you're not in a relationship, if you ever intend to be in one, you have to be able to have to work in your singleness at listening, at hearing people, because most of us are in pain. Most of us are struggling. Even if we aren't, you know, visibly, like, you know, most of us ain't drug addicts or alcoholics or any of that stuff, but we're in pain. And we want to be able to share that. We want to be able to confide in people and have them hear us, have them listen to us, have them minister to us. You don't got to be no pastor. This don't have to be church. You can still minister to one another. You can still actually hear what women are saying when it comes to their issues with men. And women, vice versa, you can hear him, hear what he's saying. But then sometimes if we listen hard enough, what the person is saying is just a symptom of something deeper. And if you take that time, you never know what you'll find underneath all of that. But we spend so much energy in negativity. So much energy in negativity. And in not listening to one another. So I said all I'm gonna say. I pray that this helps you, as always, because that's what this is for. It's, like I said, something more comfortable, because that's what we're all looking for. No matter what it is that you're trying to go do, If you want a bigger house or a smaller house or just a house to call your own, it's just to say, it's to make you more comfortable. The same way that I'm working to fix my credit, to get us together, to get our financial situation squared away so that we can go get a house so we don't got to deal with all the rigmarole with the landlord so that we can be more comfortable. So like I said, with all that being said, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hey, if you wake up tomorrow, smile. No matter what you got to do, whether you're working, whether you're going to church, if you just go to breakfast, smile. Know that this may not be the best life, but it's yours. You may not have the best life in the world, but it's yours. Be thankful for it. Be grateful for it. My life ain't always perfect, but I'm learning that no matter what is happening in it, this is a good life. I look at my wife on a regular basis now, and I look at her and I think to myself, this is a good life. Yeah, we could have more money. Yeah, we could have a second kid. Yeah, we could be in our own house. Yeah, we could be rich and all this other stuff. But man, this is a good life. Huh? I get to go to work every day, provide for my family. And I get to come home to that family. I'm not married to my job. I don't live at my place of work. I'm not worried about nobody outside my household. Huh? I get to come home to them. This is a good life. Start looking at your life that way. Start looking at the things around you. Not all the things that ain't right, but all the things that are good. Huh? That are praiseworthy. Start thinking on those things. With that being said, I love you, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Peace.